Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, guys, I'd like you to turn your Bibles to John chapter 17. John chapter 17. Now, we have been looking at the Gospel of John. We're trying to work our way through it, and our overall purpose is to get to know Jesus. So what we've been doing is we've been taking John section by section. So we spent our time in the first two sections. We're now in the third section, which is his teaching to his disciples about how you and I are to function right now while he's away. So that's the third section. We're going to wrap that third section up today. And I think this is very powerful because in this third section, the last thing he wraps up with is his prayer. He prays for his disciples. But we're also going to see that he just didn't pray for his disciples. He prayed for someone else too. Now, why is that important? Well, let me ask you a question. Do you ever get to the place where when you are in the midst of it, that you're wondering, does God care? Where is he? You ever have those reactions? We have those moments when we wonder, do you care? Are you there? So then I'm in the Word this week, finishing up chapter 17, preparing the message, and it's right there. It's right there in the passage that in verse 20, here's what he says in verse 20. He says, I do not pray for these alone, talking about his disciples, but I also for those who will believe in me through their word. And it dawned on me that on the night in which he was betrayed, on the night before he would go through all the trials that he would go through, on the night before he would be beaten mercilessly, would be crucified on the cross, and he would die there, he prayed for us. For you. For me. That I was on his mind. And so the realization is, so you're wondering if God knows about the car being smacked by a deer? He knows. Because he was thinking about you before you were ever even born. And that's what's awesome. And that's what we're going to see today. We're going to see another dimension of Jesus. Because he prays for you and I. And we need to allow that to sink in. He was thinking about you before you were born. 2,000 years before you were born. And he was praying for you. And let's be honest, prayer is probably the most intimate exercise that anybody can do for another person, right? Is to pray for them. To bring them before God and lift up their needs. And that's what he was doing for us. So let's look at this together. We're going to look at verse 20 through the end of the chapter, verse 26. I already read it to you, but I'll read it again. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, you in me, that they may be perfect in that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me, and I have loved them, and you have loved them. Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundations of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love which you have loved me, with which you have loved me, may be in them,